I had met a young lady in Bronxville, and after I left the Winfred Smith, I had gone up there to stay and went to the Robert Vann. After I left the Robert Vann, I went up there because I had no place to go. And I hadn't rented a room yet. So I went up to Bronxville and telephoned them and wondered if I could take the young lady out to the Metropolitan Opera. I had heard about that and wanted to see what it was like. And the mother answered the phone and said, certainly, she'd be very happy to go. So I hung up the telephone and then realized I had not been speaking to the girl at all. I'd been speaking to the mother. So I was very upset by that. But I went up the next Wednesday the 15th and took her out. 15th of January, that was the end of the Robert Vann, yeah. I didn't do that till the end of the Robert Vann, yes. Mm-hmm. And then, that's when I took time.
You had a couple months, it looks
yeah.
like.
Yeah. But I went up to visit them, and I was wearing my the clothes I received from the Belgian War Relief, and nothing fit. I walked down from the train station to the house. It was dark in the middle of March, and I rang the doorbell. Mrs. and the daughter came to meet me at the door. They took one look at me and collapsed in laughter because nothing was fit. My shoes were much too large. The necktie was too short. The suit was tight. The shirt didn't fit, and they couldn't get over it. They were laughing their heads off, and I was feeling very embarrassed. But finally, they brought me into the house, and we got settled down, and they were willing to put up with me for a while. But then I made time with the young lady and became very well acquainted with her, mm-hmm. and we got married. We didn't get married, no, but we got thinking together about that topic.